Retirement, what a great time to be alive. For many people, it's the reward of a lifetime of dedication and hard work. It's an exciting season full of possibilities, but also has its challenges. Knowing how to prepare financially and handle the complexities of retirement income can be a tricky road to navigate. This is Your Line to Retirement with your host, Kevin Alexander.
Hello, everyone out there. I hope you're having a great day, and we're going to talk a little bit about retirement. We're going to talk a little bit about life. We're going to talk a little bit about money. And since 1998, I've been helping people make common sense decisions when it comes to the retirement money. And we're going to jump all over that again today. You've got to make common sense decisions to give yourself the best chance to have the best retirement that you've ever dreamed of. Again, you're listening to Kevin Alexander at Your Line to Retirement. You can like us on our Facebook page at Your Line to Retirement. You can go to our website at www.yourlinetoretirement.com, and there you will find our email, which you can contact us or give us a call. Our email is yourlinetoretirement@gmail.com, and our phone number is 540-381-4033. How do you make common sense decisions? Well, we talked last time, you got to remove the emotion out of your decision making. Money, as much as anything in life, can be about emotions, and we're going to talk a lot about emotions today. You got to get the right information. Get as much information as possible. You got to think, folks, you've worked 30 and 40 years. 30 and 40 years you've gotten up each morning. You've gotten dressed, you've gotten ready, you sent the kids off to school, you've raised the kids to punch in the time clock at work. You try to save money, you deposit money into your 401k every paycheck. Every year you may put money into an IRA. 30, 40 years later, you're getting ready to retire. What do you do now? That's where Kevin Alexander and Your Line to Retirement comes in. That's what I do for a living, is to help people that are getting ready to retire, help people that have already retired, protect their money, and then also set them up an income plan so you now can take the money out that you've been putting in the last 30 to 40 years. The challenge with taking the money out is you don't know how long you're going to live, and that'll be for another show. So you got to make your money last as long as you do. You got to get all the information you can to make common sense decisions about your money. You got to remove the emotions of it. It can get emotional. You can't do business with Uncle Joe just because he's your uncle, but he knows nothing about money. You got to find somebody you trust. How do you do that? That's hard in today's world. You got to find somebody that you trust. When you sit down to meet with somebody, I don't know about you, but when I sit down to meet with somebody, it don't take me long to get a feel for whether I like them or I think I can trust them. Trust yourself on that first, and then get a referral from one of your friends if you need to. Simple common sense decisions will help keep your life on a more stable track instead of a roller coaster. So today on Your Line to Retirement, we're going to talk about the Corona Coaster. Everybody is talking about the coronavirus. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to get into the ifs, ands, and buts, the pros and cons and everything, why it happened, how it happened, when is it going to end, and all that stuff. I want to talk about it from a money standpoint. That's why I called this show the Corona Coaster. My family and I oftentimes, we'll go down to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and spend a lot of days there. I've spent much of my life in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I often tell people I like that place. That's where you can go, and they still say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. No, sir, and no, ma'am. Hey, if you're not careful, somebody may even open the door for you. Some of you guys remember those days when you'd go to a restaurant, or you'd go to a theater, you'd go to a show, and you'd be getting ready to walk in the door, and lo and behold, somebody would open the door for you. And watch this. You can go to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and they won't even open the door for you. They'll go a step further. The person that walks through the open door might just turn around and say thank you to the person that opened the door. I know you're thinking what I'm thinking. Ain't nothing I hate more in this world than opening the door for somebody and them not saying thank you. In the flesh, I just want to let that door fling shut as fast as it can. But in the spirit, I can't do it. I got to just hold the door, let them walk through whether they say thank you or not. I think you get my drift. There's good country food down in Pigeon Forge. There's good country entertainment, good singing, good shows. And there's a place called Dollywood down there. Many of you have probably been to Dollywood before. If you live around Virginia, Tennessee, and North Carolina, South Carolina, you've probably been to Dollywood more than once. They got some great shows there at Dollywood. I give a little shout out to my friends of the Kingdom Heirs. Been playing Southern gospel music since Dollywood opened there in 1986. There's a lot of roller coasters at Dollywood. They're known for their roller coasters as well as their singing and their music. There's some roller coasters. Let me throw a few names out to you. The Wild Eagle, the Lightning Rod, the Mystery Mine, Tennessee Tornado and Blazing Fury, Thunderhead. How about the Barnstormer? Fire Chaser Express. They got a water ride there called the Daredevil Falls. How's those names sound to you? Those names are exciting. Those names are fun. And they're to get your attention. And that's kind of how the stock market works. It wants to get your attention. It puts you on a wild ride. But here's what I noticed about roller coasters over the years. If you've ever ridden a roller coaster, when you come out of the chute there and you're in your seat and you got that buckle down and you can't move a lick, you feel like you can't even breathe. And you're just holding on, saying, good Lord, I hope I make it back. In the next minute, 31 seconds, or however long the ride is. But here's what I notice about the roller coasters. You go up that hill very slowly. You know the noise, and you're like, oh, man. Eventually, you're going to get to the top. And you know what happens when you get to the top. You're anticipating it to happen. You know it's going to happen. It seems like it takes weeks to get to the top. And then as soon as you get to the top, that thing zooms down that hill in a matter of seconds. It takes forever to get to the top. It takes a couple seconds to get to the bottom. Have you noticed something that I've noticed when you go to, whether it's Dollywood or King's Dominion or Carowinds or Disney World? No, this is a Southern talk show, so we're going to say words like ain't. When you go to those amusement parks, there ain't many seniors riding those roller coasters. Not many senior citizens riding the roller coasters. You may grab one or two grandma or grandpa every now and then, but most of the time you got grandma and grandpa sitting down at the end of the line. You know where the people come out of the line after they get off the roller coaster? That's where grandma and granddad is, holding the stuffed animals that the grandchildren, the grandson or the granddaughter has won playing a game earlier on their trip to the amusement park. There's a reason that grandma and grandpa ain't on that roller coaster. Number one, they too smart. They know that thing's a wild ride. But number two, they can't stomach the ups and downs. I'm middle-aged right now, and I can hardly stomach the ups and downs. I can't imagine 20 and 30 years from now, I'll be over there holding that stuffed animal, eating me some funnel cake, telling my grandson to have the time of his life. If I got enough money, I may even pay for it for him. But those roller coasters aren't for the weak-hearted. Those roller coasters aren't for the senior citizens, and they smart enough to know that. What I try to help people with at Your Line to Retirement is to keep them off the financial roller coaster. It can be a scary thing to be getting ready to retire in the next few years, or already to be retired, and get on the stock market roller coaster. And things like the coronavirus create the corona coaster, where if you're not careful and you're not in the right type of money plans and you're not dealing with the right people, your money, your IRAs, your life savings of 30 and 40 years can easily become the corona coaster, where it's up and it's down. And I can just tell you what people tell me when I've met with them since 1998, and they come into my office. They say, "Kevin, it seems to go down a lot faster than it goes up." And I say, "That can happen." Then I give them the analogy of the roller coaster. Let me give you a few things today to help you stay off the corona coaster. There's two type of advisors out there when it comes to money. There's a protection advisor and there's an accumulator advisor. And neither one of them's right. Neither one of them's wrong. It's whatever fits you. I tell people all the time, do what you're comfortable with your money. I'm not going to sell you anything. I'll give you all the ideas. I'll tell you all the pros and cons, but I will not, Kevin Alexander will not try to sell you anything. I've already told you earlier in the show, it's taking you 30 or 40 years to accumulate this money. It's taking you 30, 40 years to save this money. It's your decision on what you do with it. I'm just going to coach you along. But in your retirement years, a protection advisor is somebody who will first try to protect your money so you don't get on the corona roller coaster, so you don't get on the stock market roller coaster. Their main focus is to protect your money and then make as much interest as possible on your money. The accumulator advisor, his goal is to make you as much money as you can, knowing that it's going to go up and down, and they use terms like diversification and asset allocation and all those fancy words that we all know and we all can use. I'm a common sense kind of guy. Your line to retirement is common sense. I call it up and down, not bull and bear and all that stuff. Your money's either going up or it's going down, okay? And the accumulator advisor, his first goal is to make you as much money as possible, knowing it could go up and down. Pick whichever one you want. I'm not telling you which one to pick. I'm just telling you what the different advisors are. And you got to figure out what your goals are when you're 55, 60, and 65 years old versus when you were 20, 25, and 30. So understand the different types of advisors, the protection advisor, the accumulation advisor. Which one's most important to you at your stage in life, getting ready to protect your money or still trying to make as much money as you can? The second thing you need to realize is you need a foundation on your money. We've all seen a contractor build a house. And out of all the houses I've ever seen built, I've never seen a contractor put the roof on first. Why in the world does a contractor not put the roof on first? Because you got to build a foundation. They go in with the big bulldozer and they clear out the land. They flatten the land. Then they drill some holes and they pour the foundation. They put in the footers. Then they build the basement wall. Why do they do that first? Because they got to have something that the house is sitting on so it don't blow over when there's a hurricane. When there's a big storm coming through, there has to be some kind of foundation to keep the house standing. Money is exactly the same way. When the corona coaster comes, when the stock market roller coaster comes, and there's always going to be something, whether it's 9/11, 2001, whether it's 2008 mortgage crisis, whether it's the Great Depression, whether it's a war, whether it's something Russia did, China did, Saudi Arabia did with oil prices, there's always going to be something that gets the stock market's attention. I like to know in my money, when the stock market roller coaster happens, that I got a foundation there and safe money where there's a bucket of my money. There's a portion of my money that I can't lose any money if the stock market goes down. We call that the rule of 100 in my office. And the people that come in my office, we put or do a Zoom virtual meeting with me. We put that up on the whiteboard and we go over the rule of 100. And here's the beauty of what I do and have done since 1998. When you come into my office, I let you make your own rule of 100. I just show you how the rule of 100 works. You pick how much money goes in the market, and you pick how much money goes into safe money investments that will give you a foundation. You determine that. You make your own plan. So we got to know the different types of advisors. We got to know how to build a foundation on our plan, just like they do when they build a house. And then I oftentimes tell people, I even do this as a middle-aged person. Only play with the money that you can afford to see go up and down. If you can't afford to see your whole account balance go up and down, don't play with all your account balance. Only put your money in stock market type investments that will go up and down, that you can afford, that you can stomach to see go up and down. And now what you do here, watch this. If you have a good foundation and you're dealing with the right type of advisor that you want to deal with, and you only put money in the market that you can afford to see go up and down, then a lot of times you get to sleep at night. I know personally, I sleep fine at night, whether the market's up or down, because I've done these three things. I sleep fine at night. And what it allows me to do when I go to Dollywood, instead of getting on the Wild Eagle and the Tennessee Tornado and Thunderhead and Blazing Fury and all these roller coasters that want to take me sideways, left, right. They want to jerk me around. Some of those suckers want to flip me for a loop. Instead of getting on those financial loops, you know what I do? I go to Dollywood and I tell my 5-year-old daughter, I say, let's go over here and ride these classic cars near Red's Diner. If you've ever been to Dollywood, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Another reason I know why they're over there is because the bathrooms are over there. And with 6 kids, I've been on every bathroom on the East Coast. I can promise you that. But I like those classic cars. They got this little ride over there with these old-timey cars. They got all different colors and everything. And me and my kid, even the older kids will jump in those things sometimes. We'll jump in those old-timey cars, and you just hit the button, and it starts playing that 1960s music, and you just ride around. You ain't even got to drive that thing. That thing just drives itself. And you just cruising around the track. And they put in a new roller coaster called the Lightning Rod right beside of it. And sometimes I'll be riding around in those classic cars, just hanging out, chilling, enjoying my day, being glad I'm in Dollywood. And I'll look over to the Lightning Rod and I'll be like, thank the good Lord above, I'm not on that roller coaster. That's how I am with my money. I don't want to be on no financial roller coaster. I've worked hard for my money, and I know you worked hard for your money. I tend to lean to be more of a protection advisor. So on 9/11, 2001, and 2008 mortgage crisis, and 2020 corona crisis, my phone don't ring off the hook. We're going to build a foundation for people. We're going to be a protection advisor. We're going to tell them to put the money in the market that they can afford to lose. If that ain't any, then they may not put any in the market. I don't know. They will make their own plan. You will make your own plan when you come to your line to retirement. The Corona coaster. There will always be something to get the stock market's attention, good or not so good. You decide whether you want to be on the Corona coaster, the stock market coaster. You decide how much money you want to build for a foundation. And if you'll come into my office at your line to retirement, I'll show you the ideas of how you can decide that. I'll show you the pros and cons of everything. I'll answer all the questions. I won't try to sell you anything. We don't hardly ever do business on the first meeting. I like to meet 2 or 3 times. You got to get to know me. I got to get to know you. I hope you've enjoyed the show today. I try not to bore you with just all financial data and financial terminology and all that. We try to talk a little bit about life. We try to talk a little bit about money. And from a spiritual standpoint, if you want to get off the roller coaster of life, I'd recommend you trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He'll give you a foundation that this world can't give you. I want to thank you for listening today. You've been listening to Your Line to Retirement, Kevin Alexander. Phone number 540-381-4033. 540-381-4033. Website, yourlinetoretirement.com. Like us on Facebook at Your Line to Retirement. Thank you again for listening today. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. And we'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Your Line to Retirement. For more information, call Kevin at 540-381-4033 or visit yourlinetoretirement.com. Licensed insurance professional, respond and learn how financial products, including life insurance and annuities, can be used in various planning strategies for retirement. Kevin Alexander or anyone associated with Your Line to Retirement does not give any legal or tax advice. Managed money accounts and investments are offered solely through Alexander Advisory Services, LLC.